You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
English has a few great phrases for the people at the top of an organization, including bigwigs and muckety-mucks.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzon. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
And the only thing I really know about this one is it's probably not something that I want to call my boss.
Yes. I would not recommend that with muckety-muck or bigwig. This all started with a question from one of my colleagues at the university who emailed to say we were discussing the word muckety-muck at home and didn't know where it came from and thought we should email Anne Curzon to find out where it came from. And then she said, but you probably can't talk about it on the radio.
Really? Why not?
And yet here we are talking about it on the radio. I think maybe because the word muck, I think, has some meanings to it that people think, oh, you might not be able to talk about that on the radio.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, that's not where muckety muck comes from. Let's actually start with bigwig because that one is more straightforward. It's about wigs. And the bigger the wig, the more authoritative you are. The story here is that this goes back to the days where, for example, in court, both the attorneys, lawyers, and the judge would have wigs. And the judge, the wig would be bigger because the judge is more important. This is where we get big wig showing up by the 18th century. Muckety-muck, less clear. Let's start with how you spell this. I have to say, the spell checker in my word processing program does not like any of the ways that I spell it. In dictionaries, you'll find it as high muckamuck, and we'll come back to the high, but M-U-C-K-A-M-U-C-K, or just muckamuck, or what I grew up with, which was muckety-muck, where you get M-U-C-K-E-T-Y hyphen muck. This word, the OED has it first showing up in an 1856 article. The quote is, the professors, high muckamucks, tried fusion and produced confusion. So where does the word come from? Muckamuck was originally a Chinook jargon word. So Chinook jargon developed in the Pacific Northwest of the United States from contact between speakers of Chinook languages and speakers of French and English, as well as speakers coming from Hawaii and China. You get this trade language that develops, and you get bits of all of those languages in there. What was muckamuck or macamac was food. And then hiyo is a word meaning plenty. So hiyo macamac or hi muckamuck, which is what we now have, is plenty of food.
Okay. I think I can see the connection there.
Right. That the important people, the rich people, the people at the top have more food, have more stuff which they can give. That's how we get high muckety muck. It is typically defined as an important person, but there are connotations of being arrogant or maybe overbearing, which I would say is why you might not want to use that with your boss. And I certainly use it if I say something like, oh, I was meeting with the muckety mucks. I don't know that it, for me, it's arrogant, but I'm certainly... It is jocular.
It's kind of funny, yeah.
It's kind of funny. Yeah. It's a way to make light of this and not something that I would say to someone's face, I think.
Well, Anne, just between you and me, that's all the time that the big wigs say we can have. So thanks so much.
I've learned to listen to the big wigs.
Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.